Up next, we have Dr. Awesome. Take it away.
Suitcase packed with all his things. Car pulls up, the doorbell rings. He don't want to go. He thought he'd found his home, but with circumstances he can't change, waves goodbye as they pull away from the life he's known for the last 7 months or so. She said, "We found the man who looks like you, who cried and said he never knew about the boy in pictures that we showed him. A rambler in his younger days, he knew he'd made a few mistakes, but he swore he would have been there had he known it. Son, we think we found your dad in Oklahoma." A million thoughts race through his mind. What's his name? What's he like? And will he be anything like the man in his dreams? She could see the questions in his eyes. Whispered, "Don't be scared, my child. I will let you know what we know about the man we found. He looks like you, who cried and said he never knew about the boy in pictures that we showed him. A rambler in his younger days, he knew he'd made a few mistakes, but he swore he would have been there had he known it. Son, it's time to meet your dad in Oklahoma." One last turn, he held his breath till they reached the fifth house on the left. And all at once, the tears came rolling in. And as they pulled up to the drive, a man was waiting there outside. Wiped the worry from his eyes, smiled and took his hand, and he said, "I'm the man who looks like you, who cried because I never knew about that boy in pictures that they showed me. A rambler in my younger days, I knew I made a few mistakes, but I swore I would have been there had I known it. Never again will you ever be alone. Son, welcome to your home in Oklahoma."
Dr. Awesome.
Yeah.
I was really surprised you did a whole song.
Maybe he didn't understand that it was to only had to be a chorus and a verse.
Yeah. I mean, it only had to be, but, like, it doesn't matter. Like, we're not
going to, matter.
We're not going to be like, no.
Yeah, rejected.
Yeah, no. It was totally fine. I mean, like, we never were like, oh, you can't do a full song.
Yeah.
Something I've decided is that it's, like, really hard to have energy when you're singing a cappella. That's just, like, what I've
probably
decided.
I thought he had decent energy, though.
No, I agree. At first, I actually wrote that during the first verse, where I was, like, a little bored. But then, like, the second verse in the end was, like, really good. Like, there was a lot of energy, and, like, yeah, I thought your voice fit country well. You kind of had, like, a little bit of, like, a twang sort of thing, and it was nice. It didn't sound fake, and it sounded like cool.
There was smoldering sexuality. Yeah. That wasn't awkward at all.
Right.
For some reason, this reminded me of Jensen Ackles, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I was just like thinking about him during the whole song.
Oh my god. That's so funny. I love Jensen Ackles. Oh my god.
I do too.
Supernatural.
Supernatural. It's coming back September.
I know. I'm really nervous about this season though, because different writer, you know.
Yeah.
So.
It better be good.
Yeah, I hope so. Oh boy. I hope. I hope it's good. This was good. I feel like we're going off track.
We're rambling. I don't really have anything bad to say about this. It was good.
I really enjoyed it.
It was sexy.
It was sexy. And Valk, sexy. I think we need more guys on this show.
We do. It reminded me of Jensen Ackles, so like that's auto win in my book.
Auto win. It's like auto tune, but like
winning. But win.
But winning.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Oh boy. Okay, I'm done.
Me too.
Up next is Snowfender. Take it away.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance.
Snowy. I loved this song on your voice.
Yeah, this was a really good song choice.
All I wrote in my notebook was, good song for you, heart. And then I just stopped.
Heart, heart, smiley face.
Love. Desu. Mm. It was, like, super, super, super cute. I, like, really liked it.
Yeah. I think this had the best energy so far.
Of the night, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. She definitely, of the like, night.
She definitely really brought it energy-wise, and it just sounded so cute. Like, this song is just so happy. I love it. And so I was really happy that you picked this song, too. It was good.
Yep. You sounded kind of nasal, but that's not really... That's just kind of nitpicking.
Yeah, it was so fantastic. I was like, yeah. Yay! It was so funny. I just, like, you started singing, and I was like, oh, yes, good song. You sounded like... I mean, minus the fact that the mic quality was crap, and, like, you said that in your email, so, like, totally not a big deal. Like, when you started singing, you sounded, like, so, like, clean, and yeah. It was great. I was so impressed. I really liked the, like, clear and cleanness your voice had on this song, and I thought it worked really, really well for your voice.
And there was really good control, and it was, like, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. And I love the last note at the end. The chorus was my favorite part. I love the chorus.
Me too. Oh, so good. Yay. Yay, Snow.
Yay.
I'm done.
Me too.
Up next is Raina, or Rihanna. Since you submitted three possible choices for your song, we chose to include your second take because we felt that this was your best. For future reference, please only submit one take per song. Thank you. And sorry.
I was born 3 months too early. The doctor gave me 30 days. But I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace. I guess I'll keep on living, even if this love's to die for. Cause your bags are packed and I ain't crying. You're walking out and I'm not trying to change your mind. Cause I was born to be the the baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who wanna give up but she's just too hard-headed, a single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and a heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Another new person.
Yay.
For some reason, Lone Star is bringing in all these new people.
That's awesome.
Epic.
Aww.
So this is, I think, Raina or Raina?
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 Something. Raina? Raina? Yeah, I don't know. Raina?
I don't know. I'm sorry for pronouncing your name wrong. Okay, my first comment is that you sent in three auditions.
Yeah, which, of the same song.
Yeah. So, we only put the good one, the best one into this episode. So, yeah, when you're sending in something for a competition like this, you're not supposed to do, like, multiple takes. It's just supposed to be, like, one take of the song a cappella.
So, yeah.
Because otherwise it's confusing and confuses us, and yeah. So next time, just stick to, like, one song and one recording.
Should we, like, critique all three takes, or?
I feel like at this point, like, I don't know. Well, because they were all the same song.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the second one was the best.
Yeah, me too.
And I just, like, don't think it's fair to critique all three because, like, everybody else sent in one.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think we should just, like, pick one and be like, that's the one we're critiquing.
So, yeah.
I think we'll just, I'm fine talking about number two.
Me too.
Okay. First of all, you, to steal from Perform It, it sounded like you were, like, trying to not wake somebody up, aka Sleeping Bear.
It was a sleeping raccoon in your trash cans or something, I don't know.
You sounded like another one, but it was, like, weird. So
hee-haw!
Hee-haw. Yeah, it sounded like you were trying to be really, really quiet. On all three takes. That wasn't something that was just on this one. And it was too bad because I feel like you had a decent amount of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's Reba, and I love this song, and I love Reba, so that's a bonus. But it was also, like, really nasal.
You sounded like, it was almost like because you were quiet, you, like, weren't on pitch.
Yeah, but it was, like, kind of on pitch.
But you were, yeah, it was, like, it was off in some way, and I can't pinpoint what it was. Because it wasn't, it didn't sound like it was off, I mean, there were parts that were off pitch, but the entirety of the song didn't sound off pitch.
Yeah.
So, it just.
Maybe it was the melody was being sung weird or something, I don't know.
Yeah, it just was strange. Yeah. I guess
it sounded kind of like you were having, like, breathing problems, too. I don't know if you were singing from your diaphragm or not.
Yeah, you sound really, really, like, breathy and not strained. It just sounded like, it sounded very flat. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was kind of blah. I don't know how else to say it. Like,
gasp.
Yeah. I'm the mean face. Judge. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with the results.
Yeah. Reba. All right, I'm done.
I'm done.